This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. United Airlines is warning that it may furlough nearly 1,000 workers at Denver International Airport by the end of March. The airport's largest carrier blames the cuts on a drop in airline traffic during the pandemic. United laid off more than 13,000 people across the country in October. Those employees were temporarily rehired after Congress passed payroll aid that runs out in March. If additional stimulus is not approved, the airline told the state it will likely furlough employees again. Middle and high school students in Douglas County schools will return to hybrid learning on Monday after weeks of learning at home. At a long and emotional school board meeting Tuesday night, some students asked to continue remote, saying hybrid learning is too complicated. But like Anna Lee Alman, many wanted to go back to school.
If you keep students at home, every single day feels the same. At this point, my generation's mental health is presenting more issues than COVID is for us. We need to just go back to school.
The issue has been a contentious one in Colorado's third largest school district. Rocky Mountain National Park is the eighth most dangerous in the country, according to federal data. From 2010 to 2020, 49 people died in the park, and that's from information collected by Outforia.com. 18 of those deaths were due to falls. The Grand Canyon in Arizona is the most dangerous with 134 deaths. Right now it is 48 degrees and mostly cloudy in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.